With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump in Las Vegas today summarizing the highlights from a very busy first week in office.
What the world witnessed this week is nothing less than a revolution of wealth creation for everyone and also common sense. It's about common sense. It really is. With a party of common sense. On day one, I directed every member of my cabinet to, and by the way, Pete Hegseth got approved.
And Kristi Noem confirmed as Homeland Security Secretary.
The vote puts the South Dakota governor in charge of a sprawling agency essential to national security and President Trump's plans to clamp down on illegal immigration. Republicans kept the Senate working Saturday to install the latest member of Trump's national security team. She joins those already confirmed, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, at least five lawsuits have been filed in reaction to President Trump's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to children and parents living in the country illegally.
I think in some ways it was Trump opening a door that has been left slightly unsettled. I mean, you have extreme anti-immigration folks on the right. You have, you know, open borders folks on the left. This is going to give the court an opportunity to actually very firmly state, here is what the Constitution means, here is what in practice we have done.
Christine Rosen with the American Enterprise Institute tells Salem Radio.
Here is what citizenship matters. If you are born in this country, even to people who came here illegally, I suspect the court will say you are still, nevertheless, an American citizen.
A judge's ruling in Seattle Thursday halted the executive order for 14 days. February 6th will be the next hearing for arguments to decide whether the judge should issue a preliminary injunction, which could block the executive for a longer term as the case proceeds. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief in North Carolina. With more, it's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Giant Christian Relief Agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has just begun his second term, but his influence is already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Mr. Trump used to get elected, as far as their party will allow them. You'll find more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Well, someone was bound to think of this.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and other online storefronts. TikTok was briefly unavailable to the U.S. last weekend, but anyone who had previously downloaded TikTok has been able to use it. Entrepreneurial spirits are hawking phones and tablets that have TikTok and other apps from its parent company, ByteDance. Listings on eBay are asking for as much as $50,000. Or after you catch your breath on that price tag, there are some listed for as low as $340. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nasty problem on India's east coast. Some 600 dead sea turtles keep washing ashore. Experts are trying to determine what's going on and, of course, how to stop it. You'll find more details, news, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.